Hello, I'm Dr. Sandra Freyhofer. Welcome to Medicine Matters. The topic, travel health. If you're about to travel, no matter where you're headed, take care and prepare. As many as 80% of travelers don't. Those visiting friends and relatives have the highest morbidity. Healthy travel is more than just having an antibiotic for diarrhea. Your destination and your agenda dictate your needs. No matter where you're going, keep mosquitoes at bay. Expose as little skin as possible. Use insect repellents. Wear permethrin-treated clothing. You may even need to hang bed nets. Mosquitoes transmit flaviviruses like Zika, dengue fever, West Nile, Japanese equine encephalitis, and yellow fever. They can also transmit chikungunya and malaria. You may need special meds for malaria prevention. For shots, start with the basics. Flu, Tdap, and MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. A recent Annals study of pre-travel clinics found that less than half of adults needing MMR received it. And if you're not protected and do get exposed, you could bring the viruses back home with you, which is the main source of measles transmission in the United States. Hepatitis A vaccination is a must for all travelers. It's spread by contaminated food. A single dose gives 94% plus protection. Hepatitis B vaccination is also a good idea. You'll never know when you'll be exposed to contamination. You may need more exotic vaccinations depending on where you go. South Asia has the highest typhoid risk, more than 80% of cases, but even travelers to the Caribbean are at risk. Japanese equine encephalitis is endemic in rural Asia near rice paddies and pig farms. Meningitis is a threat in sub-Saharan Africa during the dry season. Saudi Arabia requires vaccinations for pilgrims undertaking the Hajj. Yellow fever vaccination is often required if you're arriving from countries where yellow fever is endemic. And every 10-year booster used to be recommended for at-risk travelers. No longer. ACIP now says a single dose of yellow fever vaccine provides lifelong protection and is adequate for most travelers. As of June 2016, international health regulations also say one dose is valid for life. If you need yellow fever vaccination, don't procrastinate. The company that makes YFVax is having production delays, which means vaccine shortages through mid-2018. But don't cancel your trip yet. FDA is allowing importation of Stamaril, a yellow fever vaccine used in Europe for decades. This IND, Investigational New Drug, protocol will be discussed at the next ACIP meeting in June. Another heads up, there's a new cholera vaccine, Vaxchora, FDA approved in June 2016. It's a single-dose, live attenuated oral vaccine for adults 18 to 65, given at least 10 days before travel to a cholera-infected area. It's mostly for aid workers, refugee workers, and healthcare workers. Check out the May 12th MMWR for all the details. These monkeys are cute, but don't touch them and don't feed them. Remember rabies! This warning also applies to pets and unknown animals, including dogs. Never assume an animal is rabies-free. Don't go bicycling or running in high-risk rabies areas. Depending on destination and activity, consider pre-exposure rabies vaccination. And if you do get bitten, scratched, or even licked on broken skin, get post-exposure rabies prophylaxis immediately, even if you got the rabies vaccine beforehand. For country-specific advice, check out cdc.gov/travel or get a hard copy of CDC's Health Information for International Travel, aka the Yellow Book. It's updated every 2 years. One more thing, sunscreen. At least an SPF of 30, and apply it before the insect repellent. Happy trails. Happy travels. For medicine and travel health matters, I'm Dr. Sandra Freyhofer.